Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control.
All right, let's get it started in here. It is Motivational Monday. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Yay! Motivational Monday.
That's right, and I got Dr. Stephen Trudeau on here. He's going to motivate us with myself, of course.
Yeah. And how do you get motivated on a rainy Monday?
You know what? You turn on the fire and you make a nice pot of soup. That's my time. It's like it's got my name written all over it. All right, and we've got Matt on our board, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008. I am so glad you are tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah, even though it's raining.
All right, you are definitely on now.
I'm loud now. Good morning, Motivational Monday.
There you go.
You know, do you wake up when it's raining in the morning and go, ugh, or do you wake up going, aw?
Well, this morning I woke up going, because I felt better than I did this last weekend. And, you know,
good.
It's funny because you had this that little thing, you know, on your chest.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that
I had the head cold. I just called it my head cold, and it lasted a good 14 days. I feel so much better now.
Oh, don't even tell me. I don't got the head cold. I got the chest cold.
Well, it started in my throat. It moved to my sinuses. It went down and went back around. But it always stayed in this little one-foot zone, you know. But it was... I don't know.
But I took your advice.
When a bug gets you, what do you do?
I laid down.
Yes, lay down.
And I took DayQuil and NyQuil, and I took vitamin C's and, you know, and just lots of jasmine tea and honey and hot orange juice. That's like a family trait. We have hot orange juice with a little bit of lemon, a little bit of honey, and a little bit of sugar in it.
Oh, okay.
It's like our little concoction.
I've heard of people gargling with, what is that, the apple cider vinegar?
Oh,
to take away the pain and the tickle and the scratch. So, there's all kinds of remedies out there. You know, people are taking tablespoons of hot salsa.
Whatever works, I'm telling you.
But if it eases a symptom, then that's what you're doing. You're not making your cold go away. It's virtually impossible to make your cold run its course faster. But you can ease your symptoms.
And feel better.
And if you feel better, then hopefully you're taking better care of yourself. And sometimes it's just nature's way of saying, slow down, lay down.
Yeah, halt. And, you know, and it's interesting because usually I keep going. But I just kind of laid low. We got some Chinese food in.
Wow, the Energizer Bunny chilled out, huh?
I did. I got my pajamas on and I just chilled. So it's
very
good.
Nice.
But I do feel better and I feel like I can kind of take on my week, but I will be looking at how I feel.
Yeah, so now here we have a rainy Monday. They say by Wednesday it's going to be nice and sunny and warm and in the 70s. But today is going to be cold. In fact, within the next half hour to an hour, we're supposed to be getting a huge band.
Downfall
that's going to come through. But you know what? We need it, right?
We do need it. If you did you remember to turn your sprinklers off?
You know what? I have, lucky me, I have a sprinkler system that has rain sensors. So it automatically turns
and
save water. You know,
it
always used to drive me nuts to drive by a government building when the pouring rain and the sprinklers are on and say, come on, they're telling us to conserve.
That's a very good point.
They should conserve too. When I bought my house, it already had a sprinkler system installed.
I love when the people that were before you were all organized.
They were organized and did all the right things. So
we need to change ours for a sensor because I'm out there trying to change it, and I hate when we're wasting stuff like that. I'm one of those that turn off the lights. And
we haven't been thinking about water too much here in Southern California the last couple of years because we've had a couple of wet years. You know, I drive up the I-5 and by Pyramid Lake, and Pyramid Lake is at capacity. It is at the peak that it's ever been. And so it's completely full. But we could drain that really quickly.
Yeah, one little drought and we're done.
Casitas, Castaic, you know, all of the lakes that we use for reservoirs, they're all full right now. But it's really the snowpack that matters. And they have not been getting very much snow. So the ski resorts are very happy right now. They're getting another couple of feet of snow up in Mammoth. I heard
they're
going to get.
Are you a skier?
You know, I used to be an avid skier, but life has prevented me from taking too many vacations up to the snow.
Matt, are you a skier?
I've tried it a couple of times, and snowboarding, it's really fun.
It is fun.
Oh, so you do it?
Yeah, enjoyed
it. Oh, good.
It's one of the blessings of being in California. We've got world-class mountains and
you can surf one day, ski the next day.
You can do it in the same day.
I mean, it really is. So anyways, I welcome you to my show, Kim Pagano's show, Adding Value Every Day in Every Way.
We're going to have fun today.
We are. And you know what we're going to be talking about is actually your pregnancy week by
week. I'm excited about this.
I know, because, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of people that don't, you know, they're in the beginning of life and, you know, they don't know what to expect.
First time baby can be pretty intimidating.
That's right.
Even the second and third can be intimidating because now you think you know what to expect, but isn't each pregnancy different?
Oh, each child is different. Each day is, I mean, seriously. Yeah. And then our next guest is why women need fat and how healthy food makes us gain excess weight. And a surprising solution to losing it forever.
You know, I saw an article about that on Yahoo News. I didn't read it. I made a mental note to go back and read it, and I didn't. So this is very timely, is that women need fat. It's actually vital and important to them, and what you need is balance.
Balance.
Yeah.
Isn't everything balance in your life?
I'm trying. I'm on one
foot
right now.
Are you trying to balance? Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, all right. Well, I welcome, I believe it's Judith Schuller. Judith, are you there? Hello?
Judith.
Nope.
Well, I'm not getting her just yet. All right. We'll work on that. Oh, there she is.
Judith, are you there? Hello? Nope. Okay.
Well, we'll get that worked out. But now, how does the typical, is there a typical pregnancy? I mean, we know pregnancies last, 40 weeks or thereabouts for the most part. And we know how people get pregnant.
We do?
Well, yeah, I think most people have figured it out. Okay. What's the root cause of that?
Okay.
But being pregnant, you know, when I see a woman who I think is pregnant, I never say a word. Just in case she's not.
Do you know that happened to me before?
No
I
way.
Actually said to somebody, I said, oh, when are you expecting? She said, I'm not. Oh, my God,
oh,
I wanted
so even
to die.
Women make that mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was just
a
guy
thing.
But
you know what? They're going to be talking about from how to treat a common pregnancy, the discomforts without medication.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give dad tips. And,
oh, good.
Because some dads, they need to do that. Do you think, do we have her on?
Judith, are you there?
Hello? Nope. Wow, that's weird. Judith, can you hear us?
Boy, little technical difficulties this morning. I don't know what to do with that.
Okay, well, it's Monday. It's Motivational Monday.
All right, that we'll keep talking about being pregnant. You know, when we first got pregnant, my wife and I say that because...
I think that's so interesting when people say that because...
Yeah. Well, I mean,
did you feel pregnant?
You know, I didn't feel pregnant, but I felt involved. Let's say that. And I was really invested in the pregnancy. I didn't think my wife, you know, was having a bottle of pop and that I would come by later and burp her. I mean, it was a serious thing. We wanted to get pregnant. We took some time. We thought that this was a very planned thing. And so when she said, yes, you know, I'm pregnant, the little strip came back positive, you know, I'm jumping up and down for joy with tears of joy in my eye and, you know, went to all the appointments and the scans and all of that. And, rubbed her belly a lot and cocoa butter and everything else. You know, I felt very involved and I felt like this is my baby too, even though I couldn't physically carry the baby. I felt like I was very involved. So that's why I say we were pregnant. Even though I fully acknowledge her contribution was so much more difficult than mine.
Yeah, let me tell you. Well, it's funny. Okay, so I had 4 C-sections.
Whoa.
Okay, yeah. Whoa. I always say, if I could have just had a zipper in, if I would have known. Yeah, because if I would have known that I was going to have another and another and another, you know. Yeah. But it's funny because I would always get to about 8 months and go, oh, God, how are they going to get it out? I don't want to do this,
oh,
you know.
Wow.
It's scary to
go. Well, because you're a tiny lady.
That's right. You but know. That wasn't even, I just never had any contractions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they would be like, okay, hold on, get ready. Nothing.
Wow.
So... anyways, but, you know.
I had a friend of ours. She was, I think she's about 6'2", very tall woman, robust woman. And she had a 13-pound baby. Can you imagine? And she had a natural birth on that. That is, like, one of those things that, oof, 13 pounds.
Wow. That's huge.
That's a huge baby.
I had 5-pounders. 5 pounders.
Well, my son was born at just about 3 pounds.
Oh.
So he was born premature. And so Mary missed out on the, you know, that whole process. She was very excited about, you know, carrying to term and doing all of that. She was a little scared and, you know, like any first-time mother would be.
Right.
But, you know, we had an emergency C-section. And, you know, what can you do?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I know we're trying to get her on our interview here. On her book is called Your Pregnancy Week by Week. And it's the best-selling guide right now. 1 million copies have been sold. And so I'm sure, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break. And I wonder if our phones are even going to work, because I'd love to give away. It's a perfect day for a movie.
Oh, a movie day.
Yeah,
very nice.
Over at Roxy's. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do is give away. I'm looking for a really good soup recipe. So... if anybody can give us a call at 805-639-0008, I'd love to hear a recipe, and you will actually get 2 general admission tickets to the Roxy Stadium 11. It's right off of Verdugo Way in Camarillo. So 805-639-0008. You want to go out and call.
I want to run outside and call because I really want this one. You know, I always wonder if people are, you know, scrambling for a pen or a pencil when we say the number. But just in case you were hoping we'd repeat it, 805-639-0008.
All right.
We'll be right back.
You got it. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. It is Motivational Monday. Stay with us.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
This is The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars.
Welcome back, everyone. And thank you so much for joining us here on Kim Pagano's Show, adding value every day in every way.
We have Judith Schuler, the author of Your Pregnancy Week by Week.
That's right. But we actually have our winner on the line.
Oh, excellent.
And she's got a recipe for us. Is it Albina?
Albie.
Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
Good. What recipe do you have for us? Some really nice, good soup for tonight?
Yes, I have a soup which is called albóndiga soup.
Ooh, yummy, yummy.
And what it is ground turkey with sirloin ground beef, and you make meatballs first. So what you do is you mix some eggs in there, and you put some rice, just white rice. You mix all the meat together, season with whatever, salt, pepper, garlic, and you make your little meatballs, and you can make this ahead of time. What I do is I make the little meatballs, I mean really small, and you put them in a cookie sheet, and you can put them in the freezer to freeze, take them out, put them in a Ziploc, and whenever you want to make the soup, it's ready. You chop up fresh carrots, celery, and potatoes, and you put some chicken broth in the water. You throw your meatballs in, and it's wonderful.
Ooh, yum. It sounds delicious. I'm going to try that tonight. And you get to go to the movies.
All right.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate it. All right. And
don't forget to add some heat to that. I mean, you can't have soup without a little spice, right?
Yeah.
You know, a little chili powder, a little Tabasco.
Oh, that's my favorite. Do you add that, Albany?
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, we lost her. Anyways, thank you so much. Yeah, you're right. I love that kind of soup.
I even have a jar of Frank's Red Hot Sauce, and I throw a few dashes of that just in my chicken soup.
I didn't think you were a spicy guy.
I'm a spicy guy.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And we're going to do another set of tickets here in a little bit, so definitely keep listening. And write down our phone number again, 805-639-0008.
We obviously have our technical difficulties when the phones work out.
So we have Judith Schuller. Judith, are you there?
Good morning.
Oh, yay! There she is.
All right. See, now, we worked through our troubles with Motivational Monday. Here we go.
Got to just keep on trucking. Your pregnancy week by week, you're literally in the seventh edition.
Yes. We usually update it about every 4 years. There's enough information that we feel that we need to make it up-to-date and cutting-edge for women so that they know what their doctor is going to be talking with them about. And
So, Judith, what has changed in the new edition?
Well, I think it's more of additions that we've put in. This time, we always cover medical because my co-author is Dr. Glade Curtis. And so we have the most up-to-date medical information, but there's so much more to pregnancy than just medical information. You know, we have social issues and health issues and lifestyle issues. For example, this time we added a discussion of third-hand smoke.
Third-hand.
We all know about, you know, smoking. You know, pregnant women should not smoke, and pregnant women should avoid others who smoke because that's secondhand smoke, and that can be harmful for them and their baby. But third-hand smoke are the particulates that stick to your hair and your clothes and your upholstery and curtains and everything else, and baby can breathe in those particulates, and they have found that that can be harmful. So,
really?
If you smoke outside and then come in and hold your baby, even though it's not getting first or secondhand smoke, it can be exposed to some of the dangerous chemicals in smoke. So third-hand smoke is a new topic.
Wow. So if I'm a dad and I run out to the cigar bar, I think I'm protecting my wife. But when I come home, I'm actually bringing home a lot of pollutants.
You are. You certainly are. If you can smell it, it's there.
That's interesting.
That's the same as in the car. Oh, well, I won't smoke while my baby's in the car, but you smoke while you're in the car by yourself, and those particulates are still hanging in there.
I never heard of third-hand smoke. Wow that's interesting.
It's absolutely new because when we were doing the research for the update, and I said, gee, I've never heard of third-hand smoke, but it makes sense. If you can smell it, it's there.
Okay. And I know you have a lot of dad tips too, right?
Yeah, we do. And I was listening before I could get on with you about your co-host speaking to the fact that...
Yeah, we got pregnant. I want to take ownership in this.
I'll tell you something. The more involved a man is, and we discussed this too, the more involved a dad-to-be is in the pregnancy, the better caregiver he's going to be and partner after baby is born.
Yeah, definitely, because it shows an investment. It shows that you care about your family, you care about your wife, and you know when I do some counseling on dating, and women are saying, I'm trying to figure out what kind of a man I want. And I always tell them, well, watch how he reacts around other small children. Watch how he reacts with pets, cats, mm-hmm. dogs, and things like that. They can tell you a lot about their nurturing nature. And so a man who's heavily involved in the pregnancy, by being there and being supportive, is showing his true colors, that he's going to be there for the whole life of the child.
Right. And you want a team. I mean, you definitely want a team.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you don't want somebody that's going to take over.
Yeah.
And say, oh, no, right. I mean, there's different characters.
And pregnancy is not an illness.
No, it's, so, you're correct. It's a condition. And we, you know, approach it that way. You're not sick. You have a condition. And there is a final time that this condition will end. But there are other fun things. Like this time we added some information about baby moons. Have you ever heard of a baby moon?
A baby moon. No,
no.
It's a baby moon.
What's a baby moon?
A baby moon is a trip that the expectant parents take while they're pregnant, kind of a last hurrah for their, you know, to share their...
Like a honeymoon, but a baby moon.
And personal moments, yeah. And then you go someplace where maybe there's a spa or there are nice places to eat or you a big city or a nice cottage or something like that. And you kind of reconnect because oftentimes pregnancy is hectic.
Sure.
And you reconnect and you spend maybe a nice weekend together and you get ready for your new baby.
You know what? I think that is an excellent, if anything else, I mean, I really think that that's probably one of the wisest things, because so many times you're so excited, but then all of a sudden, you know, there is no more you anymore, you know,
mm-hmm.
as a couple.
Yeah.
It's kind of the three of you. And then all of a sudden it takes a little bit
or
of time.
Or four or five or six or
in
something.
My case, yes, we got six. I've got four kids, Judy. And
I heard four.
Yeah.
Wow,
but,
you're a brave woman.
You know what? And I love it. I always wanted a big family. I wanted
to
have lots of kids. But I'm going to tell you now, when I go to make dinner, each one of them have a couple friends over, so it's like an army at our house.
You ought to have them share the dinner cooking duties.
Oh,
each night they should each be volunteering.
Let
to
me tell you, they're
dinner.
All getting to be adults now.
But right,
so.
But right after the birth, there can be a number of different issues that take place that challenge the relationship, because there's now we've got issues, now we've got sleeping issues, and now we've got all kinds of other issues going on. And so I think really bonding during the pregnancy is one of those things that can carry you through the difficult weeks afterwards.
Right. You know, those are things that you're going to have to deal with. You can't just ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
And during pregnancy, sometimes you can work some of those things out. And
yeah, it's like making a plan. Say, look, you know, mm-hmm. obviously right after pregnancy, for the most part, sexual activity ceases for a few weeks.
I'm glad you were going to say that as
most,
a man.
In most cases, about 6 weeks. So if you can talk about it ahead of time and say, look, you know, it's not personal. This is just biology, okay? We'll get through this, but we're going to maintain our closeness. And by maintaining your closeness, and I think that's what men really want. Men, especially after they get married, sex to them really is not just about mechanics. It is about bonding. They want to feel affection, and sex is how they feel the most amount of affection. But if a man can tell his partner, look, I'm okay with, you know, having my head tousled and a good hug. Just stay connected to me. Don't make it 100% about the baby. Give me just a little bit. Having these conversations, you know, before the baby is born, during the pregnancy, can really be vital to protecting what happens afterwards.
Wow. Didn't he say that beautifully?
Aw.
That was very
I'm
well.
I'm serious. Yeah. I mean, I think men don't really think about that, but I'm really glad that you brought that up. And for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Judith Schuller, and her book is Your Pregnancy, Week by Week. And we're talking, your co-writer is Dr. Curtis. Correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love all the different things that you've actually added and updated, because...
Well, now we have a peek into pregnancy. You know, how long ago was it? Maybe 50 years ago, that most human beings had no concept or idea really what was going on in that baby bump.
Right.
And now you give us illustrations and pictures that show us and help us bond with our baby and you know, while they're inside.
Right.
Well, actually seeing pictures so that you can help visualize actually can help a woman live a better lifestyle. to give up smoking, to not drink, to exercise, to drink lots of water. I mean, there's so many things that are important to your baby that you don't even think about. But if you can see what that baby's becoming, and if you can see how it's growing and changing and read what changes are taking place, then maybe instead of reaching for that cigarette, you'll reach for a piece of celery. And, you know, we try to, our whole goal has been to make women aware of what occurs during pregnancy, how they change, and what their how their actions actually can affect the developing fetus.
Wow.
And there are so many things that you and I do every day that we don't think about. However, you have another person to
sure.
think about.
And, how about
and
mood?
It hopefully helps you.
That's where I was going to
I was just thinking, I was picking up on a vibe there. How the mood during pregnancy? Some people live in an environment that can be stressful. Some people have the wonderful opportunity to have very little stress during their pregnancy.
That was one of my best times
being
pregnant. Maybe that's why I did so many times. But
you kept
going
back for more.
Yeah, I didn't gain a lot of weight. I always felt really great. You know, I lost a baby, and, you know, that was very, very traumatic and scary. But, you know, I mean...
But does the mood of the mother during pregnancy affect the temperament of the baby afterwards?
Oh,
well,
great point.
there's some controversy about that, you know, the discussion back and forth. Some people mm-hmm. say yes, and understand that when you're under stress or you're stressed, your body releases hormones. And oftentimes those hormones can affect the baby in mm-hmm. various ways. But other people say the personality is set in the womb
mm-hmm.
and that you can always, you know, there's nature versus nurture.
Sure.
And, you know, what kind of personality that child is born with is probably set quite early. But the things that occur in the mother can actually affect that to some degree.
So, you know, I have a question for you. What do you do? Why did you write this book?
I actually was in editorial, and Glade and I got together when I was an editor. I edited one of his books, and then I left the company when it moved to California. I was in Arizona at the time, and the people who had owned the company before asked us if we... They had started another book company, asked us if we would write the book on pregnancy. And, you know, Glade and I were talking about it when we first started, and we just thought, well, how can we make this book really unique and, because he's a doctor, follow what doctors say?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we came up with the week-by-week concept, because doctors don't say to you, oh, you're 6 months pregnant. They say, okay, you're 28 weeks pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do these tests.
Mm-hmm.
You've passed 13 weeks or you've passed 20 weeks. So this is, you know, like, here's an example. Folic acid is very important to women who are mm-hmm. pregnant. But it's the most important at the very, very, very beginning of pregnancy. And it's really important to take it before pregnancy.
Yeah.
So if a woman finds out she's pregnant and she doesn't find out till she's 8 weeks pregnant and then begins taking folic acid, she's missed the 8 weeks that she needs to take that folic acid up until week 13. That's the most important that you can have it during pregnancy is from conception to week 13.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if your doctor's talking to you, he's not talking to you, well, 2.5 months. Or 3.5 months, or three months and 1 week, he's talking to you in weeks. And so that's how we developed the idea. And the book is called A Consistent Head Format. It's the same heads every single week.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the information that changes.
Right.
You know, I do want to recommend this because, when I was pregnant and going through this, you have, I mean, every week you see the different changes and, you know, mm-hmm. just there's a lot of great tips, and there's a lot of things that, I mean, like one little tip is don't take the tags off your presents because you might want to, you know, I mean, you get so excited.
That
you're
happened
having
to me.
I know, but I'm just, little things that you've learned throughout, you know, the time.
Otherwise you'll be stuck with yellow jumpers.
I have a question. You actually have a couple other books, right, that you had, your pregnancy.
We have 17 in our series.
Oh, okay. So you have your baby's first year, right?
Yes, that's a companion book, and that's also in the week-by-week format, because we were thinking about, you know, doing this. They asked us to do a one for baby's first year, and we thought, well, you know, I read when I was pregnant, and that was 31 years ago, 32 years ago now, the first 12 months of life after baby's born.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just too much information to take in.
It's kind of like the Dr. Spock manual. I mean, that thing it's as bigger than a Bible. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, no, this was a small book, and it just kind of went through developmental and those kinds of different stages for each month. But it was too much to retain, mm-hmm. So we decided to do it also in a week-by-week format, because each chapter is only like, oh, maybe 8 or 9 pages long, and that way
it's digestible.
Woman can sit down and read it. And
even a man could read it.
Right.
Understand.
So I have a question. How old, well, let's see, when should baby be talking?
Depends on the baby.
Okay. But when should you start worrying?
Probably at around 15 months.
Mm.
You know, that's something you need to discuss at a pediatric appointment with your doctor, your baby's doctor. Some children, I have friends whose children didn't speak until very late. My son was an early talker. He was talking at about 7.5 months old.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
But little baby Einstein there.
What's up?
I mean, he's always been very brilliant. He's an attorney, and he's
I was going to ask if he was an attorney. That is so funny. I could have put, that's so funny.
Not a talk show host.
Yeah.
No, not at this time. But and the thing is, what we talk about in the book is that every baby is unique, and to be either like even 10 weeks on either side of where we put something should be happening is still okay
within the range of acceptable. Yeah,
right. And the other thing is, and this was very important, and I didn't know this until I did the book. If you have a baby that's premature, like your little baby that was born at 3 pounds, was very premature.
28 weeks. 28 weeks.
28 weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then that baby had another 12 weeks to go to develop. So you have your birth date, but you have your developmental birth date.
Right.
And that's when you should have started counting to this, okay, from this point on.
Yeah.
Even though my baby is 3 months old, no, it's not going to be doing things that a 3 month old is, because it's spent that 12 weeks.
We kind of benchmark it when he left the hospital, which was pretty close to his due date. When he benchmarked, that's when we were measuring things.
And that's the perfect way to do it.
Yeah. And lucky for us, things developmentally went very well. And but it can be terrifying to, you know, to know that, you know, you're taking your buns out of the oven when they're still a little doughy inside, you know.
Well, that's one of the reasons.
That's an odd way of putting it, but okay, yeah.
We, in this book, in the 7th edition, I think we included it starting in the 5th edition, we do have a discussion of preemies, of what you're going to see if your baby is born prematurely when you go to the NICU, what kind of feeding problems the baby might have, and we do touch on that, because quite a few babies are still born prematurely.
And our medical science has grown so fast and so amazing. I have to hand it to the medical community across the United States who specialize in dealing with premature infants. They are saving children and giving them the opportunity to live full lives that, you know, 15, 20 years ago, they would not have been able to survive, period.
Oh, that's right.
And our infant mortality rate has plummeted over the last 100 years to being relatively negligible. And the amount of information that's available to mothers and fathers now starting a family is that we're living in a golden age of pregnancy, I think.
And not only that, I just want to add, is if there's anything that you can personally do to keep your body healthy that's going to help your baby, definitely do that. Don't think that, you know.
Don't smoke, don't drink, eat right, exercise,
breathe
fresh air.
Yeah, I mean, all exercise, you know, did you say that? I mean, just all the junk food.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, it's such an amazing gift that anybody could ever have that I would definitely say of all the time of your life, make this part your best. So with that,
right, you're giving somebody else a new start.
Exactly. Judith, where do we find your book?
You can
everywhere.
Find it in bookstores and Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And we're we're pretty well distributed. We actually are in 22 different languages and sold in, I think, 35 countries.
Wow, that's great.
That title again, in case you are just getting your pencil ready, Your Pregnancy, Week by Week. It's in the 7th edition by Dr. Glade Curtis, and Judith Schuller.
And really, it's a great book because it's got every little, I mean, it's a week by week for one thing, but there's so many great tips in there. So thank you so much for sharing with us.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
You got it. All right.
Take care.
You too. All right. Well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Lasik, and also, I'm not sure if we're going to have both of them on, but we're going to be talking about why women need fat.
And I love the cover of this with a big old bowl of pudding right there.
Yeah, yeah, there
that's
you go.
Delicious
chocolate
looking.
Pudding
chocolate
with
pudding.
Little strawberries on it. Yummy. All right, and you know what I'd love to do is I'd love to open up my phone lines again. It's just a perfect day for soup and
soup
or something warm and inviting. If you have a recipe for me, give us a call here.
805-639-0008.
That's right, and I'd love to give you a couple tickets for you and somebody else.
Movie tickets?
That's right. To Roxy Stadium 11 over off of 5001 Verdugo Way in Camarillo.
805-639-0008.
And also, I wanted to remind everybody that they actually have a ballet in cinema series. It's in the
The theater in the theater.
And also opera in the cinema series.
Nice.
So I just want to give everybody that phone number, 805-388-0532, if you're interested in, seeing which one you want to go check out. So right now, I do have two tickets. If you got a recipe for me, give us a call here. Matt's ready to take your call, 805-639-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking about Motivational Monday.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Welcome back, everyone.
That was nice.
Yeah. And I know we have our next guest on.
We have Dr. William Lasik and Dr. Stephen Gollin.
All right. And we're going to be talking about
why women need fat, how healthy food makes us gain excess weight, and the surprising solutions to losing it forever.
There you go. Well, welcome. Are you both there?
Both doctors, Dr. Lasik and Dr. Gollin.
Hello. Well,
hi, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. So tell us, why do we need fat? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Oh, there we
good.
Go.
Okay.
All right, so women need fat. Tell us how.
Well, probably most people aren't aware of the fact that women have an extraordinary amount of fat when you compare them with other animals, about six times as much.
Wow.
A 120-pound woman, a slender woman, has about 35 pounds of fat, which is about a third of her body weight.
Okay.
And that's about twice as much as men have. So it's been kind of a mystery, in a way, as to why women have so much fat.
I thought, from what I have read, it was related to estrogen.
Well, estrogen promotes women storing fat.
Mm-hmm.
So estrogen, especially in the lower part of their body, in their legs and hips. But the question is why? Why do women need six times as much fat as other animals?
In order to be healthy.
Well,
yes, for example, other animals have females of other species have estrogen too.
Yeah.
So the hormonal message has evolved to communicate something different to women than it communicates in the bodies of other female mammals.
Hmm.
And we think the best answer is that women's lower body fat stores the omega-3 fat, the special omega-3 fat, DHA, which they need for their baby's brain.
Aha.
And just as women have six times more fat than other animals, our brains are seven times bigger than other animals.
And our brains are coated in a myelin sheath. Each neuron is coated in a myelin sheath, which is essentially a fat.
That's right. And about a third of that is DHA.
Wow.
The DHA is pretty rare in the diet, but a third of the covering of the nerve cell is DHA. Mm-hmm. About 10% of our brain is DHA. So we need a lot, and all of that DHA comes from women's fat when they're pregnant or when they're nursing.
And the right kind of fat is essential to being healthy and really balancing your body so that you have the right set of nutrients in it, right?
That's correct. And one of the problems in the American diet, especially recently, is that these polyunsaturated fats are very much out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
There's much too much omega-6 in our diet and much too little omega-3. The ratio currently is more than 20 times as much omega-6 as omega-3, and our bodies need about equal amounts.
You know, and when I go into the grocery store and I see all these advertisements for omega something or other, I don't remember all of them. I think like most Americans, we just hear omega is supposed to be healthy. But it's the kind of omegas that really are important. And six we want to reduce, but threes we really want to bump up.
That's exactly right. And unfortunately, the American diet has just about the lowest level of omega-3 in the world. When we look at the amount of DHA in mother's milk, we can compare different countries, and the U.S. is way down at the bottom of that list.
And like most Americans, I think we're ready for a pill fix. So we've got our, the linseed oil and the fish oil tablets and things like that. Are supplements an appropriate response to trying to make this a better balance in our systems?
Yes, they're actually a very good idea. One advantage of fish oil supplements is that they're purified so that they don't have mercury.
Oh, nice.
Unfortunately, seafood and fish, which are also very rich in DHA, are also very rich in mercury.
All right, and
so
I just want
to... Fish oil supplements are very good, very valuable, and probably would be beneficial to almost everyone.
Interesting. And for anybody who's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Picano Show. We're talking about why women need fat. And we're talking with Dr. William Lysik and also Dr. Stephen Gollin. And now, how did you come about to write this book?
Well, that's a very interesting story. I was teaching at the University of Pittsburgh at the time, and Will, on a lark, I suppose, decided to audit a course I was teaching, and he began asking very challenging questions that were far over the heads of the undergraduates in the class, but they convinced us that we had a similar take on certain kinds of questions, and the question we began to take up was why men care so much about how a woman's body fat is distributed.
Mm.
Certain shapes are very attractive to men, and of course this is well known. Everyone says, of course everyone knows that, but no one knew why those shapes were attractive.
And yeah, it's a ratio, the 36-24-36 ratio, right?
That's right.
Yes, exactly. A small waist compared to relatively high fat deposits in the hips and thighs. And it was thinking through that question that led us back actually to women's biology and what women need it for, which, as Will has already mentioned, is so that they can build the extraordinary large brains of their infants.
So this is basically, you know, we were just talking about your pregnancy, and so we're feeding our bodies, but then after our baby's gone, we still have all that fat, right?
Your body doesn't exactly know when your last baby is going to be. So women's bodies are
is that where it comes from? Like, I had a baby 13 years ago, or I had a, right? Wow. I hear women say that all the time.
As a baby, her body will usually want to add fat.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us don't realize that it's quite normal for women to add fat during their reproductive years. Typically, if we go back before the obesity epidemic, women would be typically around 120 pounds in their late teens and around 145 pounds in their late 40s. So that kind of weight gain is actually normal, and it promotes the development of healthier babies.
Well, and also we know that fat is a very vital source of stored energy, and since we were and have been around for many thousands of years biologically as animals, storing fat is a survival technique. It's a very appropriate survival technique. It's only our modern aesthetics that has determined that we should or shouldn't fit into a certain size pair of Levi's.
You know,
if you look for the first time that human beings made a figure that we can recognize, it's 40,000 years ago, and it's the figure of a woman. These are called Venus figurines. And these women are very well endowed with fat. So our Stone Age ancestors were well aware of how important women's fat is, and it meant so much to them that there are hundreds of these Venus figurines all over Europe.
Now, you have a chapter here. It says, good fat, bad fat. Is waist size more important than weight? What's your thought on that?
Well, waist fat tends to be worse than fat in the lower part of the body. All of the bad things that come from fat come from waist fat, like risk for diabetes or high blood pressure or heart disease. So having not so much waist fat and more fat in the lower part of the body is desirable, and actually we find that omega-3 fat promotes fat in the lower part of the body, whereas the omega-6 fat, the evil fat, promotes fat deposits in the waist.
So that abdominal belly fat is the real killer then.
Exactly. It's important, though, to understand that women do tend to add some fat to their waist as they mature. Just as I was saying before, they tend to gain some weight during the reproductive years. So some modest amount is normal, but the more weight that we gain, the more fat goes into our waist.
So, with all this knowledge, what do we do? What's the best way to maintain our bodies so that it's healthy?
Well, the biggest challenge right now is to push down omega-6 fats. As Will mentioned, fish oil supplements are a very good way of increasing omega-3, but the basing of the American food supply on corn and soybeans, and the feeding of corn and soybeans to our domestic animals, and the extraction of industrially processed oils from corn and soybeans, and the use of these oils in frying, fast food preparation, etc., is what causes the omega-6 supply to be so high at present. So avoiding as much as possible prepared food, fast food that's cooked in this sort of way is the best solution. And it's not an easy solution, as I say, because of the way omega-6 is permeating the food supply.
Well, and the way we generally consider what are tasty, flavorful foods. I told a friend of mine recently that I stopped using butter in my frying pan when I make eggs. I actually use a tablespoon of olive oil. And they said, eggs and olive oil? Are you kidding me? And they just wouldn't even conceive of it. And yet, in reality, it's very tasty. If you can taste it at all, we don't even taste it anymore. It's just olive oil coats the pan rather than the lard, the butter, you know, the margarine. Ugh, margarine.
Yeah, well, we got rid of all of our margarine, but we use real butter. So I don't know.
Well, real butter is good, but again, for cooking purposes, for making a pan relatively slippery, you don't need the butter. A little bit of olive oil, which is good. You want to get the olive oil in.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, can we make another suggestion?
Please.
Yes, canola oil is also excellent. Olive oil doesn't have a lot of omega-6, So that's a positive thing, but it also doesn't have much omega-3, whereas canola oil actually contains omega-3.
Oh, nice. Okay, I'll give that a try.
Yeah, there you go.
Also, we agree with you that butter is not nearly as harmful as it's been made out to be. The evidence against saturated fats is not very substantial, and especially if the animals that produce the milk from which that butter came were grass-fed and were not being fed a lot of corn and soybeans, the butter is probably healthful.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, so where do we find your book?
You can go to Amazon or the Penguin website, or you can go to our website, which has the same title as our book.
Why Women Need Fat, How Healthy Food Makes Us Gain Excess Weight, and the Surprising Solution to Losing It Forever.
And I have a question. So who would you be targeting for this? What age group?
Well, actually,
basically, the problem we have now with omega-3 and omega-6 starts when women are pregnant. In other words, what they eat during or before their pregnancy determines, in part, the fate of their children. So this is a lifetime requirement.
Right, and women should start as girls. We should start with our children to lay that foundation for your grandchildren. Teach them to eat right. The good, healthy habits will last a lifetime.
There you go.
That's right.
Great point. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for being a part of our show.
Thank you.
All right.
Pleasure chatting with you.
You too. All right. And, you know, it's interesting because there are so many good fats that you can eat.
There are. There really are.
Like avocado.
Avocados. We're in avocado country, aren't we?
I love avocado.
You know? Do you have any in your backyard?
No, but I'm going to.
I have one avocado tree.
Oh, you even got that with your house, too.
Yeah, but it doesn't appear to have any fruit on it. So I'm not sure if it's one of those ones you start from a seed.
Do you have two? Because you need a his
that's
and a
what
hers.
That's what I've been told. But I've also been told that if you start an avocado from a seed, you can grow a very beautiful tree, but most of the time they won't fruit. What you need is a grafted avocado tree in order to grow. So they take a grafting from a tree that's already producing fruit, graft it onto that rootstock, and then plant a couple in your backyard. So, you know, we have the ability to have all of this fresh fruit and wonderful food here in California. We're so blessed because, you know, we've got the farms all around us. So we grow so much in California, and it's also pretty easy on the carbon footprint. You're not getting food that's been trucked halfway across the world and burning all of that fossil fuel. So, you know, eat locally. Go to your farmers' markets. Eat fresh food. And it doesn't have to look pretty. Love the bell peppers that are all gnarled up and twisted.
You like
them? They taste just as good.
I know.
In fact,
no.
Even better because they're picked closer to the freshness and the ripeness, and you're buying them locally.
That's right. And, you know, it's funny because I just had my friend Merrill come over, and I said, I want my yard to be working. I want to be where it's going to feed us. It's going to, yes.
Yeah.
I love that. It's my favorite thing. I've got beautiful cauliflower right now that grew.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I'm like, God, you know, so it's.
Is it too late for me to plant some cauliflower?
No. Well, I don't know. It's just, it's.
You know how those seasons are. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I planted some radishes and some greens and some beans recently, and they're just starting to sprout. So.
Yeah. But it's so good to eat all those fresh vegetables. So.
And you know exactly what's going into them, right?
That's right.
And so you're taking care of yourself. And I think that's one of the themes, again, of the Kim Pagano Show is, you know, you bring value. You share this information with people. But it's really about learning how to take care of yourself and learning how to live this vital lifestyle that you're happy and enjoying life because you're in control of it.
Right. And in the beginning of our show, we kind of talked a little bit about, or at least before we even started, about how people have different things that maybe, you know, they're taking medication for.
Mm-hmm. And medications are a lifesaver in many cases, but if you take a medication in place of changing your lifestyle, so for instance, if you have, the diabetes, which is a classic one, and you're taking insulin, that doesn't mean that you can go out and eat anything you want and then just compensate for it by pumping your insulin or shooting yourself with some more insulin. That is so dramatic. All of us would pretty much agree on that. And yet, we don't lower our own cholesterol by eating more fiber-rich foods. We just take the cholesterol pill. And we don't go out and exercise and meditate to lower our blood pressure. We take the blood pressure pill and on and on and on. And I don't care what medication it is, they have side effects. Even aspirin has side effects.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful. And some of these cumulative side effects, maybe they don't, you know, cause you to go blind after two doses, but over years and years and years of taking these chemicals that are made in a laboratory, they wear on your body. Your liver has to process every pill you take. So I believe that medications truly are miracles. They can save lives. But you want to take the smallest dose possible to get the maximum possible effect and change your lifestyle, if you can, to eliminate the need for these medications.
I definitely agree. I'm not one to take a lot of medication. But I tell you, when you are sick and you need it, but you don't want to do it for long term. I mean, you want to try to figure out, okay, if you are...
If I have a headache, I'm taking an aspirin.
Right.
I absolutely will. But we know people who've had their kidneys shut down from taking medications.
That's right.
So you have to be really, really careful.
That's it.
And don't depend on the med. It's not better living through chemistry. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Better living through chemistry.
Right.
Those stacks of orange bottles is not your key to a healthy lifestyle. You want to eliminate those.
There you go.
There was a quote in... Robert Coulier. I'm trying to remember the little book he had. I think it was The Gift of the Magi. And he said, if we got rid of all the medications in the world, dumped them into the ocean, it would be better for mankind. But it would be rather hard on the fishes.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's been another great show.
Yeah, it has.
And I'm so glad that you're here. Dr. Stephen Trudeau, give out your number so people can find you.
805-794-7270. It's 805-794-7270. And if you didn't write that down, just go to the internet, search Dr. Stephen Trudeau. You'll find me. I'm all over the place.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Motivational Monday, adding value every day in every way. And of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is continue to learn daily.
Oh,
that's
short and sweet.
That's it.
Continue to learn daily.
That's right.
I can do that.
Okay. Every day. I mean, really, take in whatever's around you and learn from it. So with that, Matt, thank you for the board, and congratulations to my winners. All right. And remember, if for any reason you missed part of the show, remember to listen again at 1 to 2. And also check out my website at KimPaganoShow.com.
Yeah, the other shows are archived there, right?
And like us on Facebook, yeah. Kim Pagano Show. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.